true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
the truth.
That's tough to argue.
Yeah, that's the truth.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, senor.
How are you?
Aces. How are you, sir?
Good. How was your night?
Good. Restful.
seemed like you had to place it.
I did. I'm like, wait, where was I?
Don't remember what I did last night.
I don't remember, man.
Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about a man breaking a world record. And
is it that guy that did it so many times, the masturbation guy? We're going to talk to him finally?
No, the guy that almost died?
Yeah.
No.
I want to talk to him.
Not talking to him. I don't think you want to talk to him.
I guess that's true.
No, you don't.
As long as he's on the other end of the line.
Here's a shocking statistic.
Mm-hmm.
People recovering from COVID.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yes, you've had it twice. Yes.
May have, quote, substantial drop in intelligence.
You know, ever since you got here, I thought, this isn't
what
the Kevin.
There's something off.
I left behind a smarter Kevin. Wow, you got it twice, and now they're saying that if you have it, maybe it'll shrink down your cognitive ability?
It's saying that it may drop intelligence.
So wait a minute. So if you have folk that haven't gotten this shot yet, not too bright, and then they
right,
get
but
over
that's
it,
different.
Less bright.
I mean, even this even comes into account with all of last year when there wasn't
right.
a vaccine.
Right.
If you got it, you had lower intelligence.
We'll have to talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
It's not saying that you had lower intelligence so you got it. It's saying once you had it.
Right. That just takes it down a few more notches. Yeah. Neat. Right. That's a A-plus bonus side effect.
So I had it twice. So what does that mean?
I think we know what it means.
Going to the Dodgers game tonight against the Astros.
What?
It's the first time that the Astros have visited Dodger Stadium.
Since the big cheat
Try
thing?
That again.
Yeah.
Visited Dodger Stadium. Since the big cheat thing with fans.
Wow. So it's going to be a quiet night for you tonight.
Yes.
Wow.
We're also going to talk to Molly Knight, who is a great writer.
Sweet.
Used to be with ESPN and then The Athletic, and now she has her own thing, and she's written a book about the Dodgers. We're going to talk to her today.
Very cool.
A man broke into a woman's house and wore her clothes.
Oh, that's nice.
Would you rather have that, or would you rather have someone just take them?
Because, take them.
Yes, because
yeah.
especially I don't think I'm wearing them
no,
after
no.
that guy.
And especially if you're female. You know what? I mean,
correct.
Sure, it was a dude.
Yeah.
I mean, likelihood of a woman doing that to your guy's boxers.
No, it was a dude, and he was wearing her clothes.
Now, just take him. Get the hell out.
Yeah. and the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
That's my kind of factoid that I enjoy a lot.
So that's coming up today on 95.5 KLOS.
Coming from Queen on a twofer.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
This is so hard to say. Encyclopedia. Encyclopedia.
It's hard for us to say words that exist. Now they're making them up. Encyclopedia is the name of it.
Yep.
We're going to play it in a few minutes. You get Black Crowes Shake Your Money Maker limited edition playing cards. You get two tickets to see the Black Crowes in concert on August 19th at the Forum. And you qualify for a chance to win the grand prize, which is meeting the band backstage and watching from the side of the
Super
stage.
Cool. We're going to ask you a trivia question about them in just a matter of minutes. Just very, very soon. So don't wander off.
Are you a person who cares about world records?
No, sir.
Me either.
Good for you.
This guy, and I don't even know how these records get set. I guess just no one's done it yet.
Right.
So they do something, and it's not something that you normally do.
Right, right.
So this guy is an Idaho man. He broke the Guinness World Record.
Idaho.
When he balanced 19 drinking glasses on a wooden stick held in his mouth.
I have to do that. I mean, I don't care about them. I don't follow them. But when I hear one and see one, I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Yes,
that's
but...
That's bizarre. Okay.
Why?
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, he's got like a credit card piece of wood that's longer.
Uh-huh.
He's got it in his mouth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they put one glass.
Okay.
I think it has water in it. And then they put other...
little pieces,
pieces
of cardboard.
Of wood.
Right.
That are...
flat and thin.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then they pile three more wood.
Oh,
three
so it
more.
Keeps getting longer and
yes.
bigger. I know that feeling. So, and they start putting M&Ms in there?
Yes,
or?
You do. What?
They start putting M&Ms in
no,
there?
No, they
oh,
don't.
That was another record. Right?
The okay. last record was 15.
Okay.
It's hard for me to believe there was even a
yeah.
record before that.
So you got this piece of wood in your mouth and a little glass in front of you and then 14 more glasses on
yes.
top of... Damn.
And but
that's
right.
important work.
It's impressive. But why?
Because
this guy David Rush has broken more than 200 Guinness records.
Oh, really? So he's just like a dude out there making weird things happen.
Listen to him.
Okay.
Hey there, folks. It's David Rush back with this week's world record attempt for the most glasses balanced on a stick in the mouth. Yes, they've got to be glass, not plastic. It's a tiny little stick, and when you put 19 of them on there, it gets unsteady. Unfortunately, it did take a couple of tries to break this one.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Right?
I mean,
I was really disappointed
in
that.
How many glasses were lost?
Had plenty of extra glasses laying around.
Whoo! That is good news.
Fortunately, a good vacuum to pick up all those glass shards.
Great.
Previous was 14 glasses on
14.
A stick. I got 19.
Wait, somebody else already set a record
yes,
of
they
14.
Already had a record. That record already existed.
So this guy is going out breaking people's... All that work. All those tears.
How did the first person say, I'm going to put wood in my mouth and I'm going to hold glasses of water on top of it?
Now that's well, but I think it probably sounded more like this.
That's probably true.
Give me some whiskey.
That's probably true. So that is at the end of it. He's got it. I think you have to hold it for 10 seconds or something like that.
Okay.
And it just came
collapses.
Crashing down
that's
on top.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, so
that's my favorite
part. That was the entertaining part. And then they do it in slow motion.
Wait a minute. I love that so much.
I love the woman yelling.
I mean, the sound of breaking glass is always pleasing to me, so that's nice. But then the actual slow, that's beautiful.
Slow motion.
We live on a ridiculous planet.
Yes,
man.
We do. And I don't understand how that's a record, but he did up it by 5 glasses.
Oh, good on him. That's
so
good.
That's probably a record that will never be touched.
Because we couldn't do it.
But also, we wouldn't want to.
Nope.
what's the point
of that?
What's
a bloody point?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I love that song.
I do too.
ZZ Top, good stuff.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, KLOS. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Renee.
Renee, you're caller 13.
Wow, that's crazy.
Renee, I love your name. That's a damn good name. I know some really amazing people named Renee.
Well, I appreciate that. I never liked it growing up.
You know, the Renees I know don't like it either.
Is that right?
Yeah, they don't.
That's weird.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to ask you a question. If you get it right, you will win a bunch of stuff, which we will explain to you afterwards.
Once you win, Renee.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What Humble Pie song did the Black Crowes cover and release on the Shake Your Moneymaker reissue?
Can you repeat that?
Can you?
Can you use it in a sentence? What Humble Pie song did the Black Crowes cover and release on the Shake Your Moneymaker reissue?
You know, let's just say Hard to Handle.
Damn it. Sorry, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Damn it. Hi, KLOS.
Hi, KLOS.
Hi there.
You are caller 14, but Renee didn't know the answer. So.
Poor Renee.
All right.
Don't walk away, Renee.
I did not know it.
Oh, well. Good luck.
I did not know it either.
Here's the trivia question.
What Humble Pie song did the Black Crowes cover and release on the Shake Your Moneymaker reissue?
30 Days in the Hole.
Yes!
Bing, 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 bing.
Yay!
Bing, 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 bing.
Nicely done.
Yay!
So what did she win?
She won Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker limited edition playing cards. You got 2 tickets to see the Black Crowes in concert August 19th at the Forum. And you're qualified to win the grand prize, which is an exclusive pre-show meet and greet with the Black Crowes and VIP side stage viewing of the concert.
And that is in Encyclopedia.
How about that?
It's too hard to say.
There's, you know, when you buy a house and... you kind of have to go through it and make sure you know what's there, what's not there, what needs to be fixed, what doesn't need to be fixed, that kind of stuff.
Kind of fun. I did it one time.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Oh, really? I enjoyed it.
Sarah Weaver and her husband knew their newest home purchase in Pennsylvania needed some extra love and attention, but what they didn't know was that for the last 35 years... there have been living in the walls 450,000 bees.
Oh man.
450,000 bees.
Now, if you're walking through the house, there's got to be a few strays wandering around.
I can't imagine there's not.
Would you be like,
I don't know. It's a bizarre thing.
Wow. All right. How did they find out there's 450,000 bees in
the
wall?
They said the seller's disclosure mentioned that there were bees in the wall.
Oh, really? They didn't say how many.
No, they didn't know.
Why were there? So they had been, was it an abandoned house for a long time?
It was for a while, yes. Oh, okay. Needed to be fixed up. And so they were like, yeah, we could fix it up.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there's a couple bees, I think.
It might be a bee
or
two.
It might be a bee.
Wow. Just so you know, bee.
Oh, my God.
It's possible.
Be ready for.
A bee might happen.
Nope. Well, at least they get free honey. That's nice.
So they had to get some beekeepers. And have them come out and remove them from the wall and then
transplant them elsewhere.
Someplace else.
We've actually had that happen too.
Have you really?
Yeah, we have. For some reason, they just love our backyard area and there's been a couple hives and they come out. It's amazing too. They do it differently. We've had different people do it. One dude was totally in the full on, you know, crazy, looks like he could go to the moon outfit.
Right.
The other one just sort of marched up and started chopping down the tree and moving stuff.
That's not for me.
No, I agree. And, you know, he wasn't stung, but he just dealt with it and moved them out into the middle of nowhere. And
I mean, people who know animals, people who know bees, know that they're probably not going to get stung.
I guess you know what you're doing. But
450,000 is a bad surprise.
Horrifying. What did that sound like inside? I wonder.
I can't imagine. Times 1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably. Yeah, that's bad news right there. Hey, bad news.
Got a spot of a bee problem.
Wow. 450,000. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and...
some guy. Bill?
Sluggo.
Yes. Oh.
Sluggo. Here's the headline. People recovering from COVID may have substantial drop in intelligence.
Hence, you're forgetting who I am? Because you had it twice?
I had it twice. I didn't have a lot of...
brain power to begin with?
Intelligence to begin with. So having it twice and beating it twice means that I had... people who beat it once have a substantial drop in intelligence. I don't know what the word is for twice.
Dose. Ladies and gentlemen, my pal Kevin here had a COVID twice, a year apart, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you had fever dreams. You were in the hospital.
It was
pretty
awful.
Emergency room on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that was a great New Year's Eve.
So let's see. When you have a fever, a serious fever like you had, isn't it possible? I mean, it's killing your brain. It's hurting your cranium.
Right. I mean, it was...
thinking process. I can see that this is true.
It was 104.
Yeah.
A little below, a little above 104 for a while.
And you were seeing stuff that wasn't there.
Yes, I was.
You were telling Bean how much you loved him, but he wasn't in the room.
It was a weird time.
I want to marry you, Bean. You're calling people.
My daughter literally had to put me back in bed because I was chasing people around.
Wow, that weren't there.
And she's like, go to bed! She's angry because this is like the fourth night in a row I see people.
So she's talking to you like a four-year-old. So in other words,
and
maybe
it worked.
Yeah.
The long-term effect of COVID-19 infection could include a drop in intelligence, according to research. Between January and December, scientists conducted the Great British Intelligence Test.
Oh, Great British!
That examined the IQ of 81,337 people.
Mm.
Among those were 13,000 people who had been infected with the virus.
Okay.
Tasks requiring problem solving, planning, and reasoning were harder for them than for people who didn't have the virus.
Right, but did they test those same people before they got the virus? I mean, that'd have to be like a baseline.
Research into their research?
There should be a baseline.
I'm not smart enough to research this article.
Well, but you were before you got COVID.
I was before I got it,
The second time, the first time.
In the worst cases, when people had been on a ventilator, I was not.
Mm.
To beat the disease, the researcher recorded a 7-point drop in intelligence.
Wow.
That's a solid drop.
That is.
That takes me down from like a 40 to like a 33. So that's not ideal.
Sure you got 40. Shut up, man.
So these results accord with reports of long-term COVID, where brain fog, trouble concentrating, and difficulty finding the correct words are common.
Ooh, that last one. Maybe you had COVID before anybody in the world had it.
Let me just say that is that I had brain fog, trouble concentrating and difficulty finding correct words long before COVID.
You're way ahead of the curve, man.
Am I ahead?
You're the one who started. Were you in Wuhan by any chance?
I had it when I was like a high schooler. That was my problem.
Look, this is your brain, and this is your brain on COVID.
So
okay?
Apparently,
any questions?
I've dropped in intelligence, and that's not great. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
So that happened.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
If I could play bass, I'd want it to sound like that. Jude, can you play that song? I know Jude. He plays bass. He's really good. But, man, can you play that one? Space Truckin', Deep Purple, buddy? Huh?
I'm going to a baseball game tonight. Now, that's
whoa.
That's odd because, in general, I'm not a huge baseball fan.
Right. So it's like a little league
but
game?
It's kind of,
or?
No, it's Dodgers. But
whoa!
It's kind of
really?
Fun because if you go with the right people, you can gamble all the way through.
Yeah! Anything is better with
so
a little
even
gambling.
If it's a dull game.
Right. What sort of things do you bet on?
Well, like the catcher, after the third out, throws the ball out to the pitcher's mound
mm-hmm.
for the other team to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
And does the ball stay on the dirt? Or does it roll back into the grass?
Nice.
So we gamble on that.
And how many people are you going with? And do they all bet? They
four
all play.
People and yes.
They all play.
Yes.
Nice. That's awesome.
And we decided to go to this game a long time ago. And I just found out today.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize that it was the Astros who cheated their way to a World Series against the Dodgers.
Yeah, this is like a huge mashup.
Yes.
Right?
So they played before, but there were no fans in Dodger Stadium. Tonight, there's going to be fans in Dodger Stadium for the first time since the Astros.
Wow. Well, you picked a hell of a game
cheated.
To go back
yes,
to.
Yes, I did.
Damn. What
and,
other things do you bet on?
By anything? The way, I'm very excited to boo that team. To me, that was one of the craziest cheating schemes of all time.
Yeah. And yeah, so I mean, is a little bit of cheating okay, or is it because they went too far in your estimation? They go too
oh,
far.
Oh, they went way too far.
Yeah, yeah. But so you're saying a little bit here and there in a game like that.
I mean, you're allowed.
Expected.
You're allowed to, let's say you're on second base, you're allowed to see what the catcher, what signs the catcher's giving.
Right.
And sort of try and figure out what the pitch is going to be.
Right.
But they did it with a camera in center field, and then they were watching in the dugout. And
oh,
then,
man.
And then they had a trash can, and they were banging on the trash can
wow.
so that the batter knew what pitch was coming.
Is it technically in the rules that you can't be bashing on a trash
can? It's
technically
in the rules that you're not allowed to
signal
the batter what's happening.
Okay.
And so they did that,
yeah.
And they did that, I think, for the whole season.
Why did they think they could get away with it? I mean, especially now. I mean, there's no way.
They got away with it for a long time.
Yeah.
But there was one pitcher that I think they left off the roster or something, and he came forward.
See, now this is what we've been talking about. Conspiracy theories don't work because someone always spills the beans.
Right.
Someone's always pissed. Someone gets dissed, something, other things that rhyme.
Sure.
I don't know, you know. This
but then
never
somebody
gonna...
always talks,
yes.
And so they did.
This is why conspiracy theories, it's ridiculous.
And there was also, like, really hard nights for the Dodgers pitchers.
Mm.
You know, Clayton Kershaw and people like that were, and he's an ace.
Right.
And he got shelled.
Right.
And then you go, oh, wait, but they were cheating.
Right.
That's crazy. They were cheating.
Wow, what a game to go back to with a crowd tonight. That is amazing.
I'm
going to
do my part.
You going to do Dodger Dog? We're going to see
of
you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
eating
and drinking is half of the fun.
And I want to take bets on how fast you can get one down. Maybe you have to video yourself.
A hot dog?
Yeah. How fast can you blow through one?
I'm not.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Come on. It's so easy. I love it. That's great. It's so easy to talk you into something.
We're going to talk to Molly Knight in a few minutes.
Nice.
She writes almost exclusively about the Dodgers. She wrote a book about the Dodgers.
Wow.
So she's going to explain to us exactly what happened with the Astros.
Oh, cool.
And nice. Mm-hmm. With Major League Baseball, because a lot of people think Major League Baseball totally blew it because they didn't really do much to the Astros.
Right, right.
They
should have gotten bare butt spankings or...
Yes, bare butt spankings.
Right. Administered by...
It should have been the penalty.
Divine.
Right.
Humiliation. Pretty neat.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking a minute ago about the fact that I'm actually going to a Dodger game.
You are going to a Dodger game tonight.
Yep.
Wow.
Who knew it was the Astros?
You planned this a while ago?
A long time ago. Didn't have any idea it was the Astros.
Wow.
So I thought we would get an expert on. Molly Knight is on the phone. She used to write for ESPN and The Athletic. And she wrote a best-selling book, The Best Team Money Can Buy, about the Dodgers.
And this isn't Ralph in a falsetto, right?
It is not.
Okay, good.
This is Molly Knight. Hi, Molly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you,
Molly. Welcome to it.
I tried to explain how the Astros cheated. Would you mind giving me just a recap, a quick recap, make sure I was accurate?
Sure. So basically, teams, up until very recently, teams were allowed to use cameras and, for the purposes of video replay, train cameras on pretty much every angle of the ballpark. And they had a video room that they were able to decide whether to replay a challenge or a call or not from the umpires. But it was all live and it was all in real time. And unfortunately, this led to a lot of problems with teams having a camera trained on the catcher signals and then figuring out how to relay the signs. Now, the Astros took it a step further than any other team we know of because they just straight up, rather than kind of tell runner on second base, okay, we think we've decoded the sign, so when you get to second, if it touches his knee, then it's the next sign or whatever. Rather than do that, they were just straight up relaying the signs with nobody on base by banging a trash can.
So that the batter knew what pitch was coming.
Yes, the batter knew if it was going to be off speed or fastball, which if you know that, you have a tremendous advantage over the pitcher.
And what did MLB end up doing about this?
In the end, ultimately, they have, well, as far as the Astros punishment went, they gave the players immunity to testify to the commissioner what they knew. They wound up suspending the manager and the general manager of the Astros for a year, and both of those men were fired by the Astros. But the players didn't get any punishment whatsoever, which is what's stuck in the craw of a lot of baseball fans, and including myself. I actually think it did them a disservice not punishing them, because I feel like now the fans are out here for blood, like trying to get their vigilante justice tonight, which is evident when I was driving into Dodger Stadium today. There were multiple T-shirt vendors with various slogans I can't repeat here on the air on T-shirts. It's a little dark.
The managers, didn't they? It occur to them? Do you think that they were gonna get caught in this day and age?
I mean, I think the Astros truly believed that other teams in the league were doing it. I think they got. It's like when you think your spouse is cheating on you, so you can justify it that you cheat, but you were wrong, and it's just a mess. I think that's ultimately what happened, and one of their players went to another team and told his new teammates all about it because he didn't want the pitchers to go in there and get shelled in Houston. So then after that, the dam broke and it all came out.
Talking to Molly Knight about the Dodgers, who are playing the Astros tonight, and I saw a tweet of yours today where you said, yes, we should boo the Astros, but the MLB is to blame as well.
Yes.
What can fans do about that? Anything?
Not a whole lot, except for hope the Dodgers win again so they can boot Rob Manfred at the championship game, which they did last year. And honestly, he looked a little stunned that he was getting booed. I guess it's a rite of passage. I mean, obviously, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, gets booed at the draft every year, no matter what he does. But it was, I think, for me, what feels it is when he was asked in an interview, a rare interview he gave on the topic, about if the Astros should, have their title stripped. And he said something to the effect of, well, it's just a piece of metal. So what's the point of me turning it back?
What? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He subsequently did not do any more interviews after that.
It's just a piece from the microphone. Of metal.
Wow.
I know. For everything that Roger Goodell has said and done in the NFL, he would never sell his sport, the pinnacle of his sport, short like that. So that was really maddening and frustrating. I just believe that when they introduced instant replay, they didn't do enough to regulate and make sure that teams didn't start to cheat. There's tremendous pressure to win. Front offices will always look for whatever edge they can get, and MLB was just caught flat-footed with this issue. And then it took them, it took a player going on the record to the media for them to do anything about it. And even then, they didn't punish the player. So it just, it left a bad taste in my mouth. And, that's how I feel. So.
Do you think that had Major League Baseball taken away the title, that fans would not be as angry right now?
I think so. I think they'd still, probably brew and jeer, but it'd be more like, laughing at them than the stuff we're going to hear tonight.
Right.
I don't condone any of that. I mean, I think booing is fine. You know, a lot of times you boo good players out of respect because, you know, like Barry Bonds got booed in L.A. forever because he was the best player on the planet.
Right.
I don't want to hear crazy obscenities. I don't want to hear anything about someone's family. I mean, stuff like that is just no place at any sporting event. But the vibe is a little manic. So
yes.
So we'll see. I mean, but Manfred brought this on the Astros, frankly. So, I mean, this is what happened.
Just before we go, tell us about the long game.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So I started I left my job at the Athletic so I could start my own newsletter about baseball and other topics. And so I joined on Substack at SUCSTACK. So you can find me on there, mollyknight.substack.com. And this morning I wrote that column about the Astros. Tomorrow I'll be writing about everything that happened tonight. And then you can expect, you know, Max Scherzer column the following day. So I'm going to be doing a lot of Dodger stuff, but a lot of just overall baseball stuff. And this is the story in baseball this week. Not only, I mean, the top story is Dodgers-Astros, and the second story, top story, is Max Scherzer and Trey Turner being traded to the Dodgers. So it's a lot happening in L.A. baseball this week.
Molly, thank you very much for talking to us. We appreciate
it. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Anytime.
You bet.
And have fun out there tonight.
Oh, yeah,
okay. We are dead center in the middle of an Aerosmith twofer on KLOS, but that doesn't stop us. It stopped her, though. Gotta let that dog out.
Watching a pursuit.
Kevin hates high-speed pursuits.
Oh, I love them.
And just pulled her over in the San Fernando Valley on the freeway there.
And I love all the people that give me a heads-up on Twitter.
It's very cool. I think it's Devorah. You know that song?
It sort of looks like her. Yeah.
Yeah. Devorah, what are you doing out there, man?
I've been driving the wrong way all day. Kind of looks like her. She has a
really does.
Dog, too.
Yeah, it's very cute. He's still in the car.
Out.
What a good dog staying in the car, baby. Oh, poor dog. I was just thinking.
That car's a mess.
I was just thinking if they try and take her down or whatever, that dog's going to come get him.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, they just went away from it.
In Toronto, a woman living in downtown found an unknown man inside her apartment.
Oh, that's always fun.
Wearing her clothes.
Oh, no. Was it Dr. Frankenfurter?
And cooking a meal.
I'm home.
Right. When she got home Monday night.
Well, that's fun. What was she? What exactly was she wearing? Do you know? Was it delicate underthings? Was it a gown?
At the time, police said that a 33-year-old woman returned home and found the man inside the apartment. Mm-hmm. I don't know
the exact garment.
It's alleged that the
gentleman
accused had cooked the meal. Stolen personal items and was wearing clothing items belonging to the female.
Was he cooking it for her?
It doesn't say who he was cooking it for.
Dude, we don't want your damn food. Get the hell out. Leave the clothes.
You're in my apartment.
Yeah, take those out. Well,
wearing
take them
my
off.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather he stole your clothes?
That'd be so much better.
Than wear them?
That'd be so much better.
Because you're going to toss them out anyway.
You're going to burn them.
Because he's
ritualistically.
Wearing them.
Yeah.
That just doesn't seem cool.
No, they're uncleanable. That is not very
yeah,
gonna.
I agree.
You're never going to get the stank off that.
That's not just throw it in the washer.
Yeah.
Washing machine.
Right.
That's not going to do it.
I wonder how he chose her. Like, he'd seen her. Like wearing something cool, and he's like, I need to wear that.
She's got great clothes. It doesn't say that.
Wow.
His name is Robert Anthony Stumpo,
the dickweed.
Boo. 35 years old, and he broke into her home and put on her clothes and cooked dinner.
Wow. What would you do if you came home and someone was wearing your favorite t-shirt and shorts? Grown men who wear shorts to work
and making dinner.
You'd probably like the dinner part.
I would say, hey, what are you making?
If they're enchiladas, first. I'll put them in the fridge for a week or two and have them after a while.
No, I can't. I can't imagine. But what we want is to take some phone calls from people who had their house broken into.
Yeah.
But nothing was stolen.
Yeah.
In this particular case, nothing was stolen.
Right.
He was wearing her clothes.
Right.
Which makes them unusable.
Right.
But he didn't get in and out. He wasn't rushing. He took his time. He was making a meal.
Making a meal.
Yes.
That is a particularly weird bit. Yeah, that's very
so
odd.
Somebody broke into your house and didn't steal anything. What did they do?
And what would you do? Would you keep those clothes? Would you? How would you feel about that?
I would not. I would burn those clothes.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Think.
I might burn him if I got a chance. Hold on. I'll be right back. I can get my flamethrower.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, we were talking about a man that broke into a woman's house, put on her clothes, and made dinner. Somebody broke into your house, sir?
Yeah, this is Mike. I want to tell you a story of somebody in my house.
Yeah. Somebody broke into your house. Tell us.
We live next to one of those all-boys, bad boys schools, and somebody got out, and they went swimming in our pool. I came downstairs in the middle of the night. He was on the phone eating a bowl of cereal, playing video games.
Wow. That's crazy to me because your instinct, my thought was, is if you break into a house, your instinct is, I got to get out of here as fast as possible.
Right. But you're not, you didn't spend any time in juvie. So
I didn't.
You're
not that's kind true. Of... I wouldn't use the pool and right. then sit downstairs right. eating cereal, playing video games. What did you do?
As soon as I went down, he just ran out. And they never found him again.
Oh, so man.
Maybe he went home, maybe got a ride. Who knows?
What did you do to him?
They never found him again. He just sort of vanished from the earth. Odd. We have a little mound in the backyard now, but thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. That's crazy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Somebody broke into your house?
They did. I was living in Dallas, came home, door was open, kicked open, and started looking around the house. Everything was ransacked. It was a complete mess. Stuff thrown everywhere.
Right.
And even my guitar was by the front door where they kicked in. They didn't even take the guitar. I don't know if they even got anything from my roommates. I don't think they did.
So they just wandered in and sort of trashed the joint.
They said, this place is too clean, and they destroyed it.
They helped you out. But they didn't steal or mess up your guitar.
No, and it was right there by the front door, ready to go.
Well, I guess they're not the worst creatures on Earth. Because unless they're John Belushi, smashing a guitar is just plain not cool, man. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Someone wandered into your house and maybe put on your clothes. We want to hear about
made
it.
Made you a meal?
Made you a meal. Made you, turned you into a meal. That's one of them fun time records. Everybody have a good time party. Woo! This KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We're talking about people broke into your house but didn't steal anything.
Right.
Oddly. You have one of those stories?
Well, essentially, I'm happy about my break-in.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes it more interesting.
What happened?
So I moved to Valencia, because it's a safer area, and I had teenagers. These kids did not believe me how important it is, and that even in a safe area, you still need to lock the doors for the car and the garage and the house.
Right.
So we went through a period of maybe 2 months where people would just come, and if we left the car unlocked, they just move things. Like, you maybe would have sunglasses in a sunglasses spot, and they move them onto the front dash. Or they'd open the garage, and, like, you know that there was laundry inside of the dryer, but they put it on top of the dryer. Like, weird little tiny things.
I gotta tell you, I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's interesting as hell and very odd.
I sort of love that. Like, why would they do that?
They're pretending to be a poltergeist. They're practicing for when they're a ghost, and they want to be a poltergeist.
Well, at first I thought maybe my kids were messing with me.
Yeah, that sounds kind of...
I would be, like, yelling at them, like, you see, people are messing with us. We've got to knock everything up. And they thought I was crazy, but seriously, it came down to they weren't doing it. I wasn't doing it. It was complete strangers doing it.
Wow.
We found that on the camera later.
Oh, so, you found them.
That's so terrible.
Wow. No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I like that.
Thanks for calling.
That's really bizarre. KLOS, hello. Somebody broke into your house?
My front door was open, but I was over some of the neighbors, and somebody came in and stole my whole top drawer of underwear. Just took my whole underwear drawer and my bikini that was on top.
I'm sorry, do you want those back?
I don't know. How long have you been using them?
I got one on my head right now.
He's wearing it right now.
Yep.
No, I don't want that one.
You're a wise lady.
I can answer that. You don't want it.
Nope. Thanks for calling. KLOS, you got broken into?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How are you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Well, not so much my house, but my car got busted into while I was playing around the golf. And they didn't take anything from my car. They just straight bashed in my windows.
The funny thing is,
I had something very important in the back seat. They looked at it, they saw it, and left it there.
What was it?
I can't disclose that right now. But
drugs.
Did you have drugs back there, sir?
Was it a machine gun?
Maybe. Hey, and you know what I think they should do to the Astros? They should make them wear cowbells and walk around their stadium doing the shame walk.
Shame! Great idea. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have an article here, the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things. That's just weird.
Some of them are very bizarre, and I'm going to have you guess when it gets to California.
Okay. I'm Alaska, do you have them in, like, alphabetical order?
No.
Okay.
Indiana.
No idea.
Is a deer.
A deer. Okay. Which, deer.
Illinois, and I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Zombie coyotes.
Oh, my God. That's the coolest thing
that's
ever.
That's the name of it.
Where are they?
In Illinois.
We're moving to Illinois, buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
Kevin and I will now be coming to you from Illinois because we're hanging out with zombie... What were they? I already forgot.
Zombie coyotes.
Coyotes. You forgot, too.
That's awesome. I did. Idaho, a bear.
Idaho. Ah, okay. That would suck. That's not the way to go.
Hawaii, tiger shark.
Oh.
I was surprised by that. Although I was scuba diving.
All right.
In Hawaii, and I saw a shark.
Really?
Maybe 40 feet away.
Really?
And I just froze because I was scared out of my mind, and it paid no attention to me and just swam away. And I was like...
Were you having pictures of, like, Jaws, the movie where he bites his leg off and it hits the bottom ocean floor?
None of that happened. Georgia, venomous snakes.
Okay.
Florida, mosquitoes.
Oh, man, I can buy that.
I thought it would have been like alligators or something. But
or crazy people.
Yeah, true.
Someone on bath salts.
Delaware, coyotes.
Okay.
Connecticut, bobcats with rabies.
Bobcats, rabies.
Yes. Colorado, cougars.
Oh, like those women are just out of control, nope, man. Just like, if you're young, you're in trouble, man. They're going to, like, you'll be to death. We're going to keep going, man.
This is the animal.
Oh, the animal.
The cougar.
I was so confused.
California.
Well, you know, you said sharks for Hawaii. That was my first thought, was sharks.
For California?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. They come in inland and they get...
This is a list of the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things.
California...
is bears. Black bears.
No, several species of rattlesnake.
Oh, rattlesnakes.
Would you have guessed that?
Oh. I have seen one curled up on my doorstep once. That sucked.
About 221 people are bitten by venomous snakes annually in California.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
221.
Wow. So 221 is the most animal deaths caused, or the, you know, the
by animals.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's only 221 people a year. I mean, that's terrible.
But I mean, they have
it's
venom.
A big state.
They have anti-venom for a lot of them.
Sure. And there's a hell of a lot of desert in this state.
Yeah, true. Several species of rattlesnake.
Wow, that's
how bizarre is that?
Oh, those little bastards.
All right, so we're going to take your calls of your run-ins with rattlesnakes.
Oh, rattlesnakes.
Have you encountered a rattlesnake in your area?
Excuse me?
Have you been hiking,
well, sort
perhaps,
of,
and seen one?
Because
they are all over.
Had one here, curled up on my doorstep, and just closed the door. I was like, well, maybe it'll be gone in the morning. Guess what it was?
Good work.
I know, thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And once when I was like 7, we lived out in the middle of the desert and came, twice actually in the desert. And I had a big dog, and she just barked her head off until it sort of uncurled.
Until it bit her head off.
Yeah. No, she was really smart about it. She was a desert dog, and she was like, I know what to do. Yeah, she stayed quite a ways back and was like, he's like, all right.
That's a great impression.
Thank you.
So you had run-ins with rattlesnakes. Call us now, 818-955-KLOS.
I can listen to that nonstop. Let's just put it on repeat. I love that damn song. Yeah. It's a twofer from Motley on 95.5 KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We are talking about, we started talking about the animal that kills more people in California.
And every single state, what it is most likely to take you down.
And in California, it is a rattlesnake.
Yeah. Which sounded weird at first, but then I remember, most of the east part of this state is desert, so there's a lot of them out there.
So we're taking calls about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. KLOS, hello.
My mom lived up in the upper Tahunga Canyon.
Right.
And she had a hillside filled with yucca trees, yucca bushes, and asked me to go up and clear the hillside. I didn't realize rattlesnakes live and breed in yuccas.
That's not ideal.
Everybody take note. Yuccas.
I would like to point out that that your mother was trying to kill you.
Do you think that's possible?
No, she was down the hill. She was running like fever because I was using a weed eater with a saw blade on it.
I love this. This is awesome.
This story just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
There were little babies and mom all... Well, needless to say, I just took that thing and just started mowing rattlesnakes.
I don't love that story.
I want to see it on film. Thanks for calling, man. That is bananas.
That is crazy.
No, he wasn't one of the 221 that get killed every year, at least by a rattlesnake.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Slagles, Mr. Mark, down here in Julian, California.
Hey there.
What's happening?
You ran into a rattlesnake?
Yeah. I was taking out the trash one day, the big cans, and we had alligator lizards in the back, right?
Right.
Like porch. So I took it out, I go, oh, damn, you know, alligator lizard. I came back for the other trash can, go, oh, shit, that's a black rattlesnake. So, you know, I'm a city folk, so I ran down, drove down to the Cal Fire, had the fire department come here and get the rattlesnake and cut the head off, and the wife is looking out the window. She goes, I hate snakes. And the female firefighter says, why are you living up here?
That's awesome. That's thanks for calling. You know, the fire department is the way to deal with it, actually. They're
Yeah,
they'll come out and deal with it.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, tell us about your snake.
It's not a euphemism.
For once.
DM and I used to go out to the desert and ride around motorcycles, and one night...
Sounds like you're riding one now.
He bought a, or lifted up a rock, and there was a little baby rattlesnake. And he took a stick and stuffed it. Goes, I need to make a noose, Mark. Can you hold the stick? I go, what?
What?
You're crazy. I ain't going to hold the stick down on this snake.
What is wrong with your friend?
Well, he wanted to take it home, and he got an aquarium, and he put it in and fed it crickets. But the crickets ended up killing the snake.
Ah! Wow! And crickets everywhere rejoiced. That's awesome.
Thank you for calling, man.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your snake.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. You have one?
Back in 2012, just moved into a new house, and our garage was a complete disaster. You know, boxes. You know how it is. You just move everything into the garage, and it looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Right, right.
So anyway, later on that night, I'm hobbling around in the garage trying to find some stuff, and I see what looks like a little cinnamon roll by the garage door. Oh, man, what is that? And it turned out it was a little baby rattlesnake. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to kill the thing, but I got it, because if that thing gets loose, can you imagine what unpacking would be like?
I mean, right? Couldn't you relocate it?
Aw, man. I mean, that's a great thought, but no.
Okay.
No. Yeah. My dad would be like, relocate it. Where's the shovel? Yeah. He was really good at popping their heads off.
Somebody hand me a shotgun.
Oh, man. So you did you get rid of it?
Yeah, unfortunately. I had to do it in with a metal tube of an umbrella stand.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty clever. Yeah. Well, that must have been fun. Welcome to your new home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's true. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You had a run-in with a rattlesnake?
Yes, I did. When I was about 10 years old, my dad and I went up to Lake Arrowhead. It's called Wolf Creek. There's really nobody there in the 70s. And we were fishing, and I was running down a creek, bouncing off the rocks. He screamed at me to stop and look down between my legs, and there was a baby rattlesnake coiled up in between my feet.
Ooh.
And it was getting ready to strike, and he handed me a stick, told me to put it on his head. I pushed the rattlesnake's head down. He goes, well, now you got to cut off its head. So he gave me a knife. I cut off its head.
Wow.
And we skinned it. And
what the hell? Then he told me to kill someone, so I did.
Yeah, hold on a second. Is your dad related to my dad by any chance? They sound quite alike.
And then we and then we ate it.
Yeah, he also used to love to eat rattlesnakes.
Wow.
He loved it, or
it
any snake.
Just like chicken.
That's what I think too. I've eaten rattlesnake as well. It tastes like chicken.
So did my grandma, but
you could what? But you could just eat chicken.
Yeah, just have the chicken.
Yeah.
It's less likely to bite your ass. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, tell us about your rattlesnake encounter.
Oh, good Lord, bro. My folks moved from Huntington Beach to Blythe. California.
Wow. What a terrible move.
Where Bean spent a week just to see what it was like vacationing out there.
What an awful move.
Yeah, that's not good.
They moved 13 years ago, and their backyard goes into the Colorado River.
Oh, wow.
So my first day there, I'm getting lit and then go down to go fishing with some chicken liver and a fishing pole.
Sure.
And a couple beers. I get to the ramp to get to the dock, and there's this rattlesnake in the rocks, and it's like made that rattle and then made a hiss. And I threw the fishing gear and...
I'm sorry. I thought you said you threw the beer. You didn't throw the beer.
No, the fishing gear.
Oh, hell no.
Just the fishing gear.
I'm just checking.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Fishing gear. And then I ran back up the hill into
with the
house, got my family, and we left, and I haven't been back.
Come to beautiful Blythe and leave quickly.
You fought the snake and the snake won.
Oh, dude, don't ever go to Blythe, bro. Oh.
Listen, that's a given.
That's a given.
No one's a given. No one's ever needed to give that advice.
But thanks for reminding everybody. That's very helpful. Thank you, man. 818-955-KLOS. Snake?
955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm amazed how many rattlesnake stories there are. The thing most likely to kill you, animal-wise, animal-style?
In California.
Is rattlesnake.
Is a rattlesnake. So. And you had a run-in with one?
Back when I was about 5 to about 10, I lived in the top of Kegel Canyon, which is north of Selmar.
Right.
We had a rattler every week come into our yard.
Oh,
and,
man.
Man, we were just... chopping their heads off, grilling them. They're curing the snake skin and being straight hoopty people with their their snake skin belts. And, you know, it's like greasy chicken. It's like rubbery greasy chicken.
Yeah, that's bad. A fact.
It's
that's
like bagged fact. Chicken, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you miss those days? You're not living there anymore?
Yeah, I don't really miss it.
Yeah. Man, we're moving to Selmar, dude.
No,
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your close encounter with a rattlesnake.
Yeah, that was a hell of a close encounter. About 15 years ago, I was a purchasing agent out of Las Vegas, and our vendor decided to take us out for a round of golf at the Painted Desert. Nice golf course. Anyways, all along the golf course, it said, if you hit your ball out of bounds, don't play it due to rattlesnakes.
Right.
And they even had drunk beer, signs out there, like, after you're drinking, the sign says, rattlesnakes will bite you first. Don't play out of bounds balls.
Right.
You know, so they really made it plain. Anyways, we didn't play that good, but we were close. So I hit an out of bounds ball, and I could see it. So I went down, and they said, stay out of there. You know, drop a ball and take a stroke and go on. I said, no, I'm playing my ball. We're close.
We're still talking about golf, right?
No, we're talking about golf.
Okay.
I went down to play my ball. And as soon as I hit it, the whole hillside erupted with an audio of rattlesnake.
Whoa. Wow.
And I'm down. I'm looking up at them, and I'm like, and they're going, like, bull, don't move.
Wow.
And I said, well, I'm not moving. Well, they started swiping their clubs down through the bushes to get to me, and I was swiping my club to get out of the bushes to them. Bottom line, the moral of the story, I won by 2 strokes.
That's the moral of the story?
Yeah, that is. It is.
No, I'm sorry. I won by 2 strokes. I was an ass the whole round. I won by 2 strokes.
Dude, that's beautiful. That's awesome. You know who couldn't have done that? Indiana Jones.
Oh, he hates snakes. Good.
I like how long that took.
Wow.
2 for Tuesday with 2 from Cheap Trick. I can never get enough of them as it is California Man and their new one, Light Up the Fire.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You are off to the ball game. Take me out to the ball game. You're going tonight.
I am going to a baseball game tonight.
Head out there right
now. Rarely go to a baseball game.
Yeah, right? Especially through all of this. Now, you're telling me you're going with like 4 friends.
Yes.
These rowdy friends that you went where last time?
Oh, we went to the World Cup in Brazil.
So it's going to be a nice quiet evening.
Yes, it is.
And it's the first game back, these two together, since the big cheat thing.
The Astros cheated.
So that's going to be quiet.
They have been back, but not with fans.
Right, not
tonight,
with fans.
Fans.
Ooh.
So good times.
And you're going to be just nice and chill.
Yeah, like I am.
I'll come get you from the police station later tonight. Just call me when you need me to bail you out.
Appreciate it.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty. Bye.
Peace out. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock in 1963 when the Beatles played their last ever show at the famous Cavern Club in Liverpool. A lot of stuff went on that day. Power went out. They played When I'm 64 acoustically as a result, and they were paid £300 for the performance. The first time they had played there at the Cavern Club, they had been paid £5. It was on this day in rock in 1966 when the Rolling Stones began recording tracks for their next album here in Los Angeles at RCA Studios. Those tracks included Let's Spend the Night Together and Yesterday's Papers. The Doors hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1968 with Hello, I Love You. They stayed there at number one for 2 weeks.